All right, what is up, all you good, beautiful, wonderful citizens of Crypt Nation? It's your host, Bryce Paul, and we have a special announcement. If you guys have been tuning in, you will know that we have the Crypto 2020 Summit that we are hosting. This is going to be January 29th to January 31st. We got over 60 of the biggest, baddest speakers in crypto presenting on their projections for 2020, what their projects are going to be doing, all sorts of fun forecasts. It's going to really be amazing. And the best part of it all is it's free and it is online. So go ahead to www.crypto2020summit.com and register for your free ticket, and we hope to see you there. All right, what is up, good, beautiful, wonderful citizens of Crypt Nation? I hope you are just having a wonderful little morning, noon, and or night, because wherever the heck you are in the world, just know that you're in the right place. Isn't that right, Pete's Mind?
No, I completely disagree this time. I don't feel like I'm in the right place. In fact, I kind of need to get away, but I don't know where I can find a good place to book a hotel. Do you have any suggestions?
Well, it's funny that you should mention that. You know, I've got a good friend here named Matthew Lachinsky, and he is the founder and the CEO of a beautiful platform called Travala. Matthew, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Travala is a platform where anybody could book a hotel anywhere in the world using nothing but cryptocurrency. Matthew, we're going to dive deep into your platform and all the things that inspired you to make it and all the wonderful things that are coming up. But first, give us a little background on who you are and kind of what drew you to the cryptocurrency and blockchain industry.
Yeah, so I came to crypto in around 2011, 2012 when I was 17 years old. It was based on friends a little bit older than myself actually mining crypto in their bedrooms for, to help them through university. And it was something that instantly became attractive. It was a way to sort of gain from nothing, essentially. And the whole concept behind it, the whole blockchain concept over the few years following that actually came to me, and it was something that we read up on and we researched, and it was something that was like, wow, this thing is really going to, take off. Then throughout university, I was trading crypto to people that, didn't know where to buy it from, didn't know where to get it from those people who were mining it. And then, just sort of went from there, really. My knowledge of blockchain and crypto just developed. And obviously then we saw, Ethereum come to light, and the rest of the crypto space just began to boom. Then obviously while I was in my final year of university, I just decided, to sort of take the leap of faith, and Travala as the concept was sort of born. Travala itself was born because of my passion for traveling and because of the other founder's passion for traveling. Steve, our other founder, who I conceptualized this idea with, he's been in the travel industry for over 25 years, so it was something that was really clicked with us, and we formed Travala.com from there around 2.5 years ago now.
One of the problems that I always have when I'm traveling is they want to have an actual credit card in order to check in. And I feel like that's the most ridiculous thing in the world. That's the problem that I'm having. But what problems are you trying to solve with Travala?
We're trying to create a globally accessible hotel and travel booking marketplace. And by that, what we mean is provide a option for everybody to pay in whatever means they desire. So for example, they could pay with Bitcoin, they could pay with Ethereum, they could pay with our native token AVA. And we want to provide that gateway to all those people and all those users in the crypto space now and what will come to the crypto space over time. We have things like Libra, the potential of that and the reach of that to all those billions of people on Facebook. They could have a platform where they could spend their cryptocurrency. And we want to make sure that we're leading the way in terms of e-commerce payment solutions for platforms, and especially hotels and accommodation.
Well, that's amazing. And kind of to Pizza Mind's point, how do we, if I buy a thing, or buy a hotel or rent a hotel through Travala, generally speaking, they're going to need a credit card in order to handle potential room damages. So is your platform the same way where I can, you know, spend Bitcoin, but then I get to the hotel and in order to check in, I'll still need to put down credit?
It really depends on the hotel and the value of the hotel itself. You know, the higher value hotels like the Ritz-Carlton, for example, yes, you will have to do that. You will have to leave a deposit at the hotel. A lower 3-star, 2-star hotel, you probably won't have to. It all depends on the hotel's specific needs when you're specifically at the hotel. Now, that saying, we do have potential plans in the future to roll out some sort of POS system, which can be used in hotels. So, you know, that would lead the potential for people to pay with crypto as a deposit, get the crypto back. But that's all in the long-term vision of Travala.
Awesome. And not to get too technical, but, you know, what's going on in the back end? When I pay Travala crypto, is it that Travala is taking kind of the inventory risk of holding onto that crypto long term and then paying out to the Ritz-Carlton in cash? Or what's going on?
So how it works is we take a crypto payment and we instantly liquidate. So we have a number of moving parts that are in play at one specific moment in time, and they problematically release the crypto at the making sure that we don't lose anything and we mitigate the risk of volatility completely. That means that we stay safe as a business. We're able to grow. It would be great if we could hold crypto for a long period of time, but in a business sense, that is not it's not a smart move. So yeah, we liquidate straight away and we actually do the conversion into traditional money and we pay the hotels. So we're sort of the, let's call it a fiat off ramp.
Another problem I'm having is, you know, when I'm working for different companies and even here at Crypto 101, you know, we go to different conferences and the company will book my travel accommodations, but sometimes my name won't be on the room, or, you know, whatever the case is. And even though someone booked a room for me, if they're not there, even though the room's already been paid for, I'm not allowed to go in. And I think to myself, man, blockchain could really solve this if I just had some kind of NFT token that says this room is mine, you know, until it expires in 4 days. You know, I could simply just walk straight to the door and get in my room and completely bypass the whole check-in thing. How do you think that, besides that, you know, maybe blockchain could help the hotel industries one day? And what needs to happen before they're ready to fully get on board with blockchain?
I think what's got to happen first is payments. Payments needs to happen first. Once they see that payments are secure and they don't lose capital from it. Because what we did see a few years ago was Expedia or Agoda try crypto payments, try Bitcoin payments, and they discontinued it after a short period of time because they could not handle the risk of volatility and they lost capital. Now, that's obviously put people in the travel industry off from a mainstream perspective, but then that allows us as innovators to come in and sort of showcase that actually we can make it work. I think that's the first route for hotels themselves, payments. Once they get payments, then they could obviously look at, you know, other areas where the hotel itself, you know, the whole supply chain management systems that could come into play. And then, yeah, like you mentioned, individual hotel bookings for people, making sure that, you know, systems are correct. And NFT tokens, that would, I guess that would more come into play if a hotel specifically had its own unique NFT token. So it was like singular to that network of hotels. And that could be where that would come into play in the future. But again, that's sort of looking at it from a speculative point of view at this specific moment in time.
Interesting. And like how do you guys get hotels on the platform? Is it something where you guys are just scraping the internet and bringing on all sorts of different prices, or do hotels need to sign up themselves?
So we actually work with a number of suppliers. We work with about 15 different suppliers, which they provide us with their inventory. Their inventory covers most of the world. We have 2 million hotels on the platform right now, hotels and accommodations, including hostels and villas and, you know, resorts, stuff like that. Now, what happens with the suppliers, they provide us with all their data. For example, we actually partner with those suppliers. So, you know, Travala and those suppliers work very closely together on both the B2B side and B2C side. So we provide the user with the best possible price that they could possibly book with at that specific moment in time for that hotel. Also, like leading on from this, we create these strategic partnerships with them. And recently, we actually just released one with Booking.com. So obviously, that's huge for us and it's huge for the crypto space. It actually now means that crypto is bookable on Booking.com's inventory across the world.
So Booking.com is a company that would provide you with their inventory and we'd be able to book with them through Travala with crypto?
Yeah, exactly. So it kind of... And some of the times we don't use Booking.com. We use other suppliers that are cheaper. We just make sure that the user gets the cheapest possible price for the hotel they're looking to book at that moment in time.
eToro is one of the largest trading platforms in the world with over $1 trillion in trading volume on the platform every year. And they're some of our good friends and they're a great sponsor. US customers can trade the most popular crypto assets and your fees are extremely transparent. So if you're not ready to trade yet, you could also practice building your portfolio with the eToro virtual trading feature. They give you $100,000 of virtual money and you could start playing around with it and not have to risk any of your real money before you get comfortable with the markets. And best of all, you can connect with 12 million other eToro traders around the world, kind of like a social network for trading, to discuss charts and all things crypto. So go ahead, create an account today at eToro.com/crypto101. That helps us, that helps you, that helps them, and makes everything possible here if you guys use that link. So guys, start building your portfolio the smart way. eToro is crypto trading made easy. All right, back to the show. And so I feel like there's a lot of different platforms that are doing online booking for hotels. So, you know, how are you going to get Travala to become a household name? And is there something particular about crypto that might give your business an edge against, you know, maybe the Expedias of the world?
Yeah. I mean, the first thing that Travala.com has got is the brand. The brand that we have created is a very specific and unique sort of focus point around what we've created. It's something that's very, very easy to go mainstream, but at the same time stands out completely, especially within the crypto travel space, let's call it. There are a number of potential competition, but you know, we can tell from just their website traffic alone that they're nowhere near us in terms of user base, in terms of bookings being made. That said, you know, the uniqueness of the crypto side and the uniqueness of taking the crypto bookings and what the crypto space we believe will turn into, we believe that we're making the first moves towards a huge business in the future.
Speaking of which, what are Travala's plans for 2020?
The plans for 2020 are just constant growth. We have our available inventory right now on the platform. There are a number of other strategic partnerships coming out, which are constantly getting bigger and bigger for us. And we will be adding a few more cryptocurrencies, some very, very exclusive cryptocurrencies. I'm looking forward to later this week to be adding our first stable coin, which is a great, great addition to the platform because we haven't had stable coins yet. And I'm very much focused on, you know, how advanced they are going to be in the future and how advanced they are now, really, you know, with everybody moving in stable to be able to go into other coins and stuff like that. And yeah, there's potentially the flights on the horizon as well. And also the app. We have right now just a web-based platform, and it's obviously on mobile, compatible with mobile, but we are releasing the iOS and Android app early next year, which I'm really, really excited for because me being a Gen Z, I do understand that every single person is on apps. And that is where our biggest user base actually is now. Over 50% of our traffic comes from mobile. So I cannot wait to get the app out.
Well, that's great news, especially if you guys get flights going. That's going to be really, really tremendous. Speaking about tokens, I mean, amazing that you're adding the stable coin, but you also, let's talk about the AVA token a little bit more.
Yeah.
I want to know, how does it work and why did you guys choose to build it on the Neo blockchain?
Yeah. So, I mean, firstly, let's jump into the Neo blockchain side of things. At the time, it was the best blockchain that we could choose. It was fairly new. it offered a lot of different things Ethereum didn't offer, and what we wanted, and it ran off the DBFT consensus mechanism, and which basically allows it to instantly transact rather than take minutes for multiple people to transact it. Now, we have recently announced, and we're actually just about to start the token swap over to the Binance blockchain. The reason we're moving to Binance is we want to align with the biggest player in the industry, and moving to that blockchain is definitely the way that we need to do that. So Travalo AVA token will be moving to the Binance chain. And anyhow, the token itself was created as a full utility to be used within the platform as an incentives token. So every single user that comes to the Travalo.com platform, regardless of how they make the payment, whether they pay with credit card or Bitcoin or whatever, we actually give out the AVA token as a reward. So they're constantly being incentivized to come back to the platform and make future bookings to gain more rewards to make future bookings with that AVA token. Now, what they can also do with the token is they can join our loyalty rewards program, it's essentially a membership program where there's 5 tiers of smart levels. Each level compensates them in different ways and higher values. So if they join the top level, they get up to 10% discount and including a give back on their bookings. Whereas if they join smart level 3, they get 6%, and it sort of grows like that. And we also offer out referral payments in the AVA token. And this is given out into the platform once the user has referred another user and they have made a booking successfully. We also do have plans to push out our review system where people will be incentivized with the AVA token as well. And we do have a few other areas the AVA token will be used in the future. However, they have not been played out yet.
So the more tokens that you hold, the higher the level that you are, and like the more discounts and benefits you get. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, awesome.
You obviously have to bring the token to the platform and plug it into the platform and say, hi, this is me. This is my tokens. I'm joining the membership program. Once you've done that, yeah, exactly. You get the higher rewards, higher discounts.
What would you say, you know, they say that like 70% of startups fail within the first couple of years. What would you say is some of the biggest challenges that you've faced building your business in the last few years?
Well, obviously coming from being in the crypto space, it's been very interesting learning how a business can't survive with just hoping that crypto will grow back in price and increase in value. It's simply not sustainable. You have to understand that, you know, you could raise 20 million from the crypto space and keep it in crypto, and it could drop to 2 million the next day, and the whole business dynamics have changed. I've learned a lot about that having started Travalo basically in a bear market, the start of the bear market, which we saw from 20K Bitcoins down to like 4-5K Bitcoins. So that was a big learning curve for me personally, and I'm sure it was for the rest of the Travalo team as well, to really understand how these markets really work when you're fully fledged and fully involved in them, rather than just, you know, trading on the side and looking into the market's technology. So that's been one of the biggest thing in the crypto space that I've learned. Also to say it bluntly, there are a lot of scammers in the crypto space, and you've got to be very, very vigilant, even as a business, you know, as people who've been involved in crypto for a long time. Like, we still see some things that look very, very real, and they turn out not to be, and we're most of the time, well, all the time, actually, we make the right decision on what it is. But that's something that you have to be very critical about and very, very on point with, really. Making sure that, you know, things are as they say they are and aren't just out. Like, if there's something little that seems out of place, it probably is out of place.
And that's a really good point, you know, that you bring up. You guys had to survive this bear market, and it really highlights the importance of having a working product right out of the gate and a way to generate revenue. So many of these companies that didn't make it, you know, really thought that they could just survive off of what they had and that it would grow, but instead it shrank a lot. But you guys are able to actually, you have a product for sale, which I'd say 99% of the projects involved in crypto don't. So that's really good, you know, for you guys. But
yeah,
having gone through the bear market now, and you guys have been around for a few years, what indicators do you use to measure if your company is successful?
Well, right now we're going through a constant drive of growth. We haven't broke even yet, for example, and that is purposely. You know, we want to grow. We are growing out our team. We are pushing more into marketing. We are acquiring more users. We are acquiring more bookings. Our last month's growth in bookings was up 40% from the month previous. So yeah, we are focused on growing, and the metrics that we look at if we're being successful right now are our revenue increasing and the percentage that it's increased, and also our user base, how much has it increased, and has our bookings increased, which for the past 12 months, our bookings have increased month on month, 20% every single month. So we are more than happy with where we are in the space right now. It's something that we believe our investors, as in our equity investors and also our ADA token holders, those who are focused on the utility aspect of the business, we really are happy with how things are going, and believe they are as well. And we are actually moving forward into another equity crowdfund round where everyone can participate across the world apart from anybody in the US, Canada, or Japan. And that will be run through the UK platform seeders.com. And people can actually come and take part and become equity holders in the Trivala.com platform.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. So that's Seeders, S-E-E-D-E-R-S. Is that correct?
There's no second E in it. No last E. Take out the last E.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah, we'll be sure to link to that in the show notes. And before we let you go, we have a couple questions that we'd like to ask everybody who comes on the show. And the first question is, of all the other companies in the space, who is one company or project that you really think is making a great, great impact?
I'd have to say two, and I'd say Roger Ver, and I'd say CZ at Binance. They are by far, you know, leading the space, especially CZ, completely leading the space, innovating at every turn. And yeah, it's awesome to see, and it's a motivator towards, you know, what we can achieve and how far we can go with this.
If this is the very first podcast someone getting into crypto had heard, what would you want them to know?
Stick around, buy, make sure you've got a Bitcoin, and invest at your will, but be careful.
Love it.
And
yeah.
Do your research.
Absolutely.
Always research.
You can't take other people's word for it. That's how you get yourself in freaking trouble.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. Do your own research. Make sure it's the right thing for you to do. Make sure that you aren't risking your house, and just be smart about it. Be smart about everything, every move that you make.
Absolutely. Yeah, the whole ethos of crypto is don't trust, verify. And so I like that you brought that up. And Roger Ver, we'll be speaking to him actually tomorrow. I'm excited about that. So I'll let him know that you said what's up. And we've spoken to CZ in the past before. He's been on the podcast. So anyhow, great shout outs. And thank you for introducing Crypt Nation to Trivala.
Awesome. Thank you very much, guys. I appreciate the time you've taken to speak to me.
Thank you. I can't wait to book my next trip on Trivala.com.
Awesome. Awesome. I look forward to it. Thank you.
Crypt Nation, just a friendly neighborhood reminder to go to www.crypto2020summit.com and register for your free conference pass to the online summit, Crypto 2020 Summit. We got 60 speakers who are giving their bold predictions for prices and bold predictions for technological developments in this crazy crypto space. So if you want to be the first to know the big news and you want to make sure that you're in touch and in tune, go to crypto2020summit.com right now and register for free.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.